Shavua Tov, welcome to day 37. We are up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, continuing on the topic of what is considered one field versus multiple fields for the purposes of Peah. So it says Mishnah Beis, Hamanamer Esadeyu, imagine you're harvesting your field in spots or in patches. We'll see what that means. Bishir Kalachim Lachim, and you leave remaining in the ground the moist stalks, the stalks that have not yet ripened. Meaning that you did a walk through the field, you harvested all of the parts of that crop that were ready to go, that were already ripe, and then you left the parts of the field that were not yet ripened, you left, and what it did is created spots, it created patches of parts that were not yet ripe, and therefore it looks like, menamer comes from the word namer, a leopard, it looks like a leopard, right? It looks like these spots, these patches of unharvested grain. So Rabbi Akiva omer nosin peah mikol echad ve'echad, you'd give peah from each one of those spots, you'd give its own peah, meaning to say that each spot is considered its own field. When you did that first harvest, the parts that you harvested created barriers, so to say, created these divisions between the spots, and now each patch is considered its own field. You have to give peah from each one. The Chacham omrim, no, me echad al kol. The Chacham say you just give one peah on the entirety of the field. When you eventually go back and harvest those patches, it is considered a continuation of the first harvest. It's all considered one field, and you can leave peah from one area for the entire field. Now, it's an important question here, is we learned earlier that one of the criteria for eligibility of peah to even be chayev, to even be obligated in peah, needs to be likita soka achas. It needs to be the type of crop that ripens in one shot and gets harvested in one shot. Well, in this case, it seems that it's not harvested in one shot. It seems that it actually ripens in different time, different moments. So why are we even talking about peah by this crop? Wouldn't this be not eligible for peah? So the Mefarshim asks, and the Tosfos Yom Tov asks, and the Mefarshim explain generally that there's a difference between a crop that fundamentally doesn't ripen at the same time, meaning like a fig tree, the example we gave last time, it grows sometimes at this time, and then a few figs grow here, and a few figs in there, and they ripen here, and they ripen there, and it just, the nature of it is that you harvest it at different times. But this is a crop that really does technically ripen all in one shot, but for whatever reason, there was rain that hit the field in one place more than others, or when you were fertilizing it, you didn't distribute it equally across the field, perhaps not purposely, perhaps purposely, but you gave one part got more fertilizer than the other, and therefore that ripened first. In that case, the field itself is still considered a field that is likely cut likita soka achas, as if it's one harvest, and therefore in this case, when technically it could have or should have perhaps ripened in one shot, but because of other factors it didn't, so it is still eligible for peah. Umodim chacham l'Rabbi Akiva, and everyone agrees, bizareya sheves o chardal b'shloshim mekomos, if a person plants sheves dil or chardal mustard seed in three places, doesn't mean literally three places, it means in multiple patches, shunosin peah mikol echad ve'echad, each patch of the dil or each patch of the mustard seed is considered its own field, and you give peah from each one individually. And that's because the nature of dill and the nature of mustard is that they're generally planted in patches. They're not planted in this huge field. So because of that, each one is considered its own field, and you'd give peah from each one individually. Mishnah Gimel. Hamachalek b'tzalim lachim lashuk mekayim yibeshim lagorin. Imagine you have a field of onions, and you harvest some of the ones that just ripened, that are still a little bit moist, and you take that lashuk, you take that to the marketplace, but you leave some onions in the ground for them to dry out further so that you could eventually put it into storage. So the halacha is, no sin peah la'el la'atzman ula el la'atzman. You'd give peah from each part on their own, meaning the part that you first harvested, the moist ones that you're giving to the shuk, that would have its own peah, and then the ones that remain in the ground, that would be considered a separate field, that would have its own peah, because they're being used for different purposes. Even though we said generally that if you harvest a field in piecemeal, right, you didn't have to do that, you could have harvested in once, you harvest in piecemeal, that's still considered one field. In this case, it's not considered one field because the two different harvests are for two different purposes. One is for the market and one is for storage, so that makes it two different fields. Hamedil, no sin min hamashor al shashir. Imagine you remove a few onions in order to allow, they're very tightly packed, imagine, and you remove a few, you prune it, right? You prune that area. I don't know if that's the technical term, the agricultural term in this case, but that's what we're talking about. You remove one or two onions or a few onions in order to make room for the other onions to fully grow and to fully develop, to become, you know, to reach their fullest potential. So in that case, no sin in a mashora al mashashir, you would only give when you go back and actually harvest the onions that were now fully, you know, allowed were able to grow fully, you'd give peah just on those onions. Meaning to say that the original onions that you removed in order to create space for the others, those are not considered a part of the field. You would not have to consider that part of the cheshbon. You don't have to give peah on those. Why not? Because it's not considered uvekutz rachem. We know that it needs to be considered a harvest. Well, those onions were not part of the harvest. The harvest is food. You remove it in order to eat it. You remove it because it's part of the process here, the process of eventually eating that food. But with the onions that removed, you didn't remove it for the harvest. You only removed it in order to make room for the others to grow fully. So that's not considered part of the harvest, and therefore would not be included, would not be chayiv in peah. Hamachalik me'achas yad, nosim min meshor ala kol. And now we go back to that case where imagine you have the onions that you first pluck the ones that are ripe, you first remove the ones that are moist and ready to be taken out, and then you leave some in the ground. If hamachav me'achas yad, the way the Bartanura explains it, others explain it differently, but the way the Bartanura explains it is that if you did it all for the same purpose, you first harvested the moist ones, and you left the ones in the ground, and you eventually harvested those, if the purpose was the same for both, they're both going to the shuk, or they're both going to the machsan for storage, then no semen mashar al-kol, it's all considered one field, even though you harvested in piecemeal, you'd give one peah on the entire field together.